But are you happy? The topic for today. Are you happy? There is this continual search for happiness. It's curious that happiness is really so elusive. No matter how rigorously we search for happiness, there's always something missing in the end. For many of us, the shelf life of happiness is quite short. Happiness seems to last only for a short period of time. Happiness is here and then it suddenly disappears. It goes somewhere. We don't know where it goes, we just know that it's no longer present. Our human cynicism steps in and we search for happiness in this thing or that bauble. We seek happiness in a finer car or a larger house. Perhaps we will be happy when we land that perfect job or we get that perfect mate. Maybe we'll be happy when we retire. We have all of these expectations that are based in things or in people. We hope these things or these people will fulfill our search and desire for happiness. A quote from Maureen Dowd, the New York Times columnist, says, "The minute you settle for less than you deserve, you get even less than what you settled for." The minute you settle for less than you deserve, you get even less than what you settled for. While this quote captures the reality of many aspects of life, we who believe, we who are faith-based, are challenged to rise to a higher level of thinking, operating, and living. We who believe and have faith are challenged to go beyond that human, that life experience, that experience of disappointment. We will always be disappointed when we seek and search for happiness that is external or other-based. Sometimes we expect more from others than we are willing to do. Let me say that again. Sometimes we expect more from others because we are willing to do so much more for them. Sometimes we expect more from others because we are willing to do so much more for them. Perhaps the real search is for something more meaningful. Perhaps the search is for something more basic and even more important, and quite possibly even more simple. Are we confusing happiness with knowing and accepting what it means to be content? Have marketing geniuses confused us all into thinking that what they are really selling as happiness has us blind to what meaningful relationships and relating is all about? What they're selling us as happiness has us not recognizing the power and the value of relating to each other. When we go to the scripture found in Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13, we find the answer to the appropriate question. And the real question is not about seeking or acquiring happiness. It's a different question. The real question is quite different. And the scripture reads as follows: "For I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little. I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And of course, he who strengthens me is referring to God. And being able to do all things through God calls upon us to actually locate ourselves in a space of being content. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of being well-fed or starving. When we operate from a center, from a place of being content, that line of the scripture becomes real and it becomes true, where we know we can do all things through him who strengthens us. The message is clear. It's far less complicated than a search for happiness. The lesson to learn is how to be content with whatever we have, wherever we are, and whatever we may be up against. Being content rather than searching for happiness is the key. If we operate from an inner sense of being content, the elements and what happens in life become neutral. They don't flavor us. We bring contentment to wherever we show up, such that we create the disposition, the outcome. It's only because we bring that contentment that we are not impacted by circumstances. When we are content and know that our God is the source of that contentment, we can powerfully know that we can do all things through him who strengthens us. God bless.